Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Audio Mo Day Number 5. My name is Ivan Fetch, and I'm Ivan Fetch on Twitter, IvanFetch. Today I'm going to expand on something I said during yesterday's declutter slash getting rid of all your stuff post. I said that keeping stuff used to represent someday, represented possibility, ambition, my interests, and my curiosity. Something that shifted over time for me is that I know more now what I'm likely to sustain, what I'm likely to act on, what I tend to stay interested in. And I also have found that decluttering frees up my brain. It creates space for new possibilities, even just experiences, even being present, enjoying the things that you're doing in real time a little bit more. That seems funny that that would be related, but to me, anyway, it is. Somehow, having less of that stuff, even if it's invisible, kind of hanging off you at all sides, helps you to do more and move forward with things in your life. Another thing that has shifted for me is experiencing something instead of going all in or becoming an expert. That doesn't mean that there still isn't value in gaining expertise in something. There's a lot of information out there about getting 10,000 hours of experience with something, putting you in a kind of expert category. And I think that there's a use for that when you're trying to build a career and those sorts of things. But experiences can get you to where you want to be faster. One of my goals over the last few years has been to get back to a level of curiosity and interest that we tend to have in our childhood. This is something that, as we're trying to become successful people in the world, sometimes drums out a bit of that natural curiosity or exploration that we used to do when we were little. I am always a curious person. When I was a little kid, I wanted to know, what's making that sound? I correlated the sounds that would tell me what was going on around me with how things were working in general. An example from when I was around 3 years old was we had a lawnmower in our garage. And it was simple. You started it, the blade began revolving immediately, and you cut the grass. Our neighbors had a lawn service that came and cut their lawn. And their lawnmowers were different. They could start the lawnmower, but the blade wasn't turning, and the sound was different. And then they could engage the blade and mow, but then disengage the blade and go pick up a branch or something. And I was curious about that and determined what was going on largely by sound. So I thought I'd talk about some of the things that I'd like to do today that correlate with some of our travel plans. I don't have specific plans around how to accomplish all of these things, but they're things I'm interested in nonetheless. I'd like to fly a helicopter, not by myself because death, but I'd like to be a co-pilot where somebody that's actually an experienced pilot can make sure we stay up in the air. But I'm curious about the workings of flying a helicopter. I understand it's pretty intense, keeping you from just spinning around endlessly and keeping your tail rotor in check with pedals and those sorts of things. I'm interested in some of the aspects of even just the starting sequence of a helicopter. There's a lot of things that go into keeping a helicopter going. I like diesel. I think it's got an interesting sound to it. So that relates to maybe someday driving a snowcat in some wintry climate or a big rig. And again, this would be some kind of controlled environment, but it would be fun to experience that. Being at sea in a boat that's small enough to feel the swell of the waves, but not so small that, again, you're capsizing and dying. I grew up in Florida, and we occasionally would end up out on a boat with friends 30 or so miles out fishing, and the thing that struck me was the calm of that water and the distance from most things around you. There's a reserve in South Africa, and one of the things that happens there is somebody named Coelle Simpson, which is spelled K-O-E-L-L-E, who does some pretty amazing horse whispering coupled with life coaching. This is something I learned about from Martha Beck's book, Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. As I mentioned on a previous post, we spent Christmas in London a couple years ago, my wife and I and our two daughters, and we'd like to go back and visit there, see a little bit more of the UK, and also visit Ireland. Music is also something I'm very interested in. Not only hearing good music, but also playing it. All of the songs that you've heard at the beginning and ends of these episodes have been snippets from things that I've played a few years ago. There are a few people I'd like to visit and get to meet in person and play a little bit of music with, and also some great places for listening to music. I've been to New Orleans for a long weekend. I'd like to go back there and check out some more of the awesome music you can find almost everywhere. Somewhat related to that, I'm also really interested in recording and audio engineering. I've got a little bit of experience with having done some of that in my past, but nothing like the folks that really do it seriously and for a living. I don't have the ambition to become one of those experts at it, but it's something I'd like to get a little bit more exposure to and get some experience with. Anyhow, that's a pretty awesome list of things that I can get started with and spring off of. We've got horses, boats, being at sea, snowcats, big rigs, things that are diesel, flying a helicopter, awesome music, good people, interesting culture, and having a lot of fun. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.